Hello?
Hello, is Lynette Santos there?
Yes, this is she.
I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey and would like to ask you 3 questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and you may stop participation at any time. And your individual answers are confidential. Does anyone in your household work for news media outlets, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
All right. Hold on. Are you 21 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and the other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Chances are more like 50-50, I think.
All right. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? Okay. What is your race?
I am Hispanic.
Okay. And what is your age?
Age 23.
All right. Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns. Some people says that they want the president and the Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you and to have them focus on. Use them a 10 if it's the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is fighting racism and discrimination. Making housing more affordable.
10.
Reducing crime and gun violence.
10.
Protecting voting rights and democracy.
10.
Okay. Do you believe that the health outcomes in general in the Hispanic and Latino communities are better, worse, or about the same as in white communities?
Probably worse.
All right. And now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for the Hispanic and Latino community?
I would probably say getting worse.
Okay. Which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the Hispanic and Latino community? You can select up to 2. I'm going to read the options. Alcohol, heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack, ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs, opioids and fentanyl, vaping, marijuana, and cannabis products, or cigarettes.
I would say alcohol and vaping.
All right. I want to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can or want quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advanced tobacco harm reduction will improve health outcomes in the Hispanic and Latino community?
I agree.
Okay, in that case, you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree.
Okay. Now, I'd like to ask you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. For each, tell me if you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar at all with the product. First is e-cigarettes or vapes?
Very familiar.
Oral nicotine pouches?
Very familiar.
Heat non-burn tobacco products?
Not familiar.
All right. I'd like to give you additional information about smoking today in America. As you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 Americans' lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes to the most harmful form of tobacco to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. After hearing this, what would you say is the primary reason for these changes? The options are introduction of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market, cost of smoking has gone up, more educational and anti-tobacco advertising, more government restrictions and bans.
I would say advertising.
All right. Now I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about cigarette smoking. Please tell me which you agree more. Statement B, the federal government cannot and should not promote anything related to nicotine or tobacco. Smoking rates have declined dramatically in the last few decades, and very few of us are still exposed to smoking in our daily lives. Vaping is not safer, and it has already become an epidemic that we'll be dealing with for decades to come. Statement A, the federal government should do more to meet people where they are and promote less harmful alternatives to smoking. And we know that cigarettes are a major health risk and that people should quit, but that may not be immediately possible for the nearly 30 million American adults who still smoke. Smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives pose less health risk to adults who smoke and those around them until they are willing or able to quit entirely. And which of the statements do you agree more? Strongly agree with option B, somewhat agree with option B. That applies to...
I would say strongly agree.
All right. And I'm sorry, what was the option?
Option B.
All right, perfect. And would you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes?
I would say it's about the same.
And would you say vaping is much more less harmful than smoking cigarettes, or just somewhat?
Just somewhat less harmful.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you some statements people have made about smoking and the importance of smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives to cigarettes. Please rate each using a scale 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. First statement is, we know that cigarette smoke contains a variety of chemicals known to cause cancer, but nicotine is not one of them. Nicotine is not carcinogen, while smoke-free tobacco products contain nicotine, which is addictive. They represent a less harmful alternative to cigarettes because they do not produce cancer causing smoke.
3.
All right. Many people who smoke today come from minority populations. They nearly 500,000 Americans dying from cigarettes every year. It's not the wealthy white neighborhoods, so nobody's paying attention. But we can just pretend this is happening. The FDA must begin instructing doctors to talk to adults who smoke about less harmful alternatives to cigarettes, no matter where they live. It could save hundreds of thousands of lives every year. Hello?
I said 10.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't hear it. All right, thank you. And
no, that's okay.
is the FDA is responsible for protecting and advising public health. The FDA has proved through hundreds of scientific product applications that smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products are less harmful than cigarette smoking. There is a dire need for the FDA to increase awareness and access to these alternatives for adults who smoke. It could be the difference between life and death.
10.
Okay. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you did not, but I'd like to ask you again. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction, the public health strategy focus on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products will improve health outcomes in the Hispanic and Latino community?
I agree.
In that case, you strongly or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products, e-cigarettes or vapes?
Yes.
Okay. Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
Cigarettes?
No.
Cigars?
No.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
Okay. Switching to gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? I'm going to read you some categories. Tell me when you get to your category. First is 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate, master's, MBA, law, PhD.
It was a college graduate, bachelor's.
Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Nope.
Okay. Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Middle.
All right. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Suburban.
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
Nope.
Regardless of how you previously voted, do you think yourself as Democrat, a Republican, or an independent, or someone else?
Democrat.
Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong?
Strong Democrat.
And in the 2020 president election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Okay. And if the 2024 election for presidents were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
All right. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate it. Have a good one.
Great. Thanks. You too.